This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Good grazing management. It's good for the profitability of the cattle producer. By necessity, it must result in a healthy landscape of plants and soil, and birds benefit from the improved grassland, too. We can learn about deferred grazing by visiting with Grady Grissom, a partner in Rancho Largo, a 14,000-acre ranch in southeast Colorado east of Walsenburg. A deferred rotation system generally includes 4 to 8 pastures with 1 grazing period per season in each pasture and moderate stocking rates. Grissom has a pet peeve with the description of grazing systems. As far as he's concerned, you don't choose a system, you graze toward a goal.
Because as soon as you say grazing system, that implies there's a protocol. For instance, deferred grazing, that you're going to have so many pastures and your moves are going to be 2 weeks or 3 weeks versus mob grazing where you may be moving 4 or 5 times a day.
Grissom says how you graze ultimately is determined by the ecological process you're trying to influence.
Once you know what ecological process you're trying to affect and then your goal and what direction you want to take that process, then your grazing protocol is determined by that, not by a grazing system. In my case, I was after initially reproduction of cool season grasses, and I figured out that what I needed to do was give those grasses a longer deferral so that they could build seed bank, build root mass, reach maturity between defoliations, and therefore have a better chance of reproducing.
Grissom started out resting pastures about 100 days. Now he's resting land 180 days between grazings. Over 4 or 5 years, through deferral designed to allow those cool season grasses to reproduce, Grissom says he's more than doubled those nutritious cool season grasses.
And having that diversity added a month or two to the grazing season in the spring and the fall, my cattle that was able to quit feeding protein supplement earlier in the spring because of those cool season grasses.
A well-designed grazing system that fits the local situation positively impacts a producer's ability to pay the mortgage and positively impacts wildlife. A well-designed grazing system improves the grasses, forbs, and soil, and it comes back to carrying capacity. There's an inherent limit, and ranchers must be sustainable.
You look at some of the guys that are in their 80s, those guys figured out a long time ago that if they overstock, the penalty they pay for that is in animal performance. It turns out that the ecological limit of where yearlings will gain close to 2 pounds a day, where cow conception rates will be on the order of 90%, and where you can do that year after year is a fairly conservative stocking rate.
Grady Grissom is a big supporter of birds, yet he says he's never set an ecological goal to increase the abundance of birds, but he has managed the land to increase plant diversity.
And so as I was working toward diversity of plants, I created an environment where a lot of my grass plants got to go to seed every year, which is food for a lot of birds. So sort of inadvertently, I created a system that the birds liked. And then the birds kind of became a good monitoring tool more so than a goal.
Learn more about how good grazing management is a win-win for the rancher and the wildlife. And hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. Made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures and a generous grant from the Dixon Water Foundation. On the web at Playa Country, P-L-A-Y-A, playacountry.org. We'll be right back.